The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, or gender. And that means it includes some graphic details. So thanks for being a consenting adult. And here we go.
I am enormous, get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from sex geek extraordinaire Reed Mahalko. Well, it's been a week, isn't it? If you've been listening to the podcast lately, you know that we've been dealing with the imminent demise of sex-positive community leader Elena Gabosch. We made a miracle happen on our last live stream. And Elena told us some stories, and we had her sainted by four orders of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Well, here's what's happened in the last week. I woke up on Thanksgiving morning to learn that Elena had died. She told a story on the Body Storytelling live stream 4 days before her death. And of course, I have to share that with the world, right? Someone's parting message needs to be shared. If you'd like to watch Elena's goodbye to the world, you can find it on our Patreon. It's available to everyone. You don't have to be a Patreon supporter. And you can watch Elena. You can watch the sisters. You can watch some incredible stories, including one from someone who's on the podcast this week. I'm really in shock that Elena was able to, right at the end of her life, entertain us. Tell us her stories, spread her message. And she's always been such a joyful character in my life, always been wanting to help make it possible for others to build community too. She's always done that for me. And I'd really like to share her stories with you. So go to patreon.com/body and you can watch it. It's right there. I also did a final interview with Elena, asking her about her life and what she's proudest of and her favorite memories. And that will be available on Patreon, too, very soon. Elena, I'm going to miss you, and I'll remember you for the rest of my life. I'm so grateful to you that you shared a story right before you left us. Being able to watch you, being able to see how much people love you. There were so many hundreds of people on that live stream, cheering her on, telling her goodbye, enjoying that final look at her beautiful face. You can enjoy it too. And someone also said in the comments, this thing you did, this live stream, this is really powerful and I would definitely buy a ticket. Have you thought about doing this again? Maybe you could do live streams of body storytelling. We've been doing that since April. So if you'd like to watch the next body storytelling live stream, it's going to be on Saturday, December 12th, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're already lining up our storytellers right now, and it's going to be a great show. Our final one for 2020. So the theme is happy endings. There's a link to tickets in the show notes, and I do hope you can join us. Just because you're grown up doesn't mean you've outgrown bedtime stories. Whether you want a story to turn you on or to wind you down for better sleep, Dipsy helps you get in touch with yourself for some extra sweet dreams. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios. It's like you're really there, and for me, that's the best part of listening to stories. It's such an escape from the right now. You'll find all kinds of stories. How about an off-limits hookup with your professor or a costume party that takes things to the next level? Or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what they want you to do. Yes, please. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. And for listeners of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter what you're into and what turns you on. So download the app right now and get a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Dixie. You want to feel better about what you eat. Instead of restricting what you eat, what if you were to nourish your body with the healthiest and most nutritious food? Sometimes it's hard to prepare healthy meals that also taste good. But with Saqqara, you can reach your health goals without sacrificing taste. Saqqara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. They've received rave reviews from Vogue, Goop, The New York Times, and more. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are made of powerful plant-based ingredients, and they are designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. The menu of creative, chef-crafted breakfast, lunch, and dinners changes weekly, so you'll never get bored. And it's delivered fresh anywhere in the U.S. Along with delicious plant-based meals, Saqqara also offers daily wellness essentials like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. Experience the power of plants as medicine with their best-selling Metabolism Super Powder. Made with organic raw cacao, it works to boost energy, eliminate bloating, minimize sugar cravings, and reduce fatigue. And Saqqara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to saqqara.com/DIXIE or enter code Dixie at checkout. With Saqqara, you're putting the best in your body so you can feel your best. That's Saqqara, spelled SAKARA.com/Dixie to get 20% off your first order. Is it time for a story yet? Well, let's talk about this week's storyteller. As seen on Netflix's Chelsea Does, alongside Chelsea Handler, Reid Mihalko of readaboutsex.com is an internationally known sex and relationship geek. He threw an orgy on Oprah's own network for Lisa Ling's Our America. He has led thousands of workshops and play parties, and his work has been covered by media outlets across 7 continents. His charisma and his easy-to-understand style of teaching for his workshops and for his college lectures have been attended by over 50,000 people from across the globe. Also, Reid would like you to know that in early 2018, some very brave people came forward during Me Too, sharing harms that Reid had caused them. Reid stepped down from teaching and initiated a restorative justice-based accountability process to address his misconduct and to make amends if and where possible. The formal year-long process, along with Reid's apology and resources, were shared publicly, and there's a link to those resources in the show notes. He's always up to something new, so follow Reid About Sex on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. This storyteller is Reid Mihalko.
Yay! Oh wait, we cut away from Dixie's boobs. Back to Dixie's boobs! Back to the boobs. Oh my goodness. Oh, there they are. Just stay there and I'll tell the story. It'll be great. Hello, everyone. Hi. Oh, my goodness. So it is day 37, 38. Allison Moon is right over my shoulder. So I would love to see in the chat who, like, what day quarantine or self-isolation is this for you? Because this is a story of a virtual orgy. My first. And as a sex geek, somebody who's been a sex geek for about 20 years, I've done a lot of things. I know a lot of people who do a lot of things. They invite me to do a lot of things with them. But I had never, ever been to a virtual orgy. And what's so great about doing Bawdy this way, about live streaming with folks here, is that what you're experiencing is kind of like how it is at a virtual orgy. Imagine You've got the screen in front of you. Maybe you're on your phone. Maybe you're on your computer. And you're nervous. What do I wear? What don't I wear? I have to go to the virtual orgy. The doors are open. When do the doors lock? Where do they close? I don't want to wait. I don't want to miss things. And then you rush. And you're there. And you're nervous. It's your first time. You don't know what it's going to be like. And for me, that's very uncharacteristic because I've been to over 300 orgies in my lifetime so far. I expect to be many, many more. And then all of a sudden, I click. And I'm in a waiting room somewhere. I don't know if they're going to let me in. What's it going to be like? And then I'm granted access. And poof, there's all these little screens, all these little Brady Bunch screens and videos of people from all over, wherever they are. I don't know where they are, but they're in their living rooms. That's obviously a bedroom. I think that's somebody's kitchen. Somebody's walking around holding it in their hand, so I think that's their phone. I don't know if they know that they're already here and that their camera's on, but their dog upside down looks pretty funny. Some people have put a lot of work into this. There's the bedroom where obviously the camera or the laptop, the phone, that's on a tripod. Things have been thought out. The bed is clean and made and the lighting is on point. There's another person broadcasting, I think from their bedroom, looks like a laptop. And they're sitting in this beautiful chair, in this white, beautiful nightgown. But I can't see where their hands are. I can't see their lap. And then all of a sudden I realize, I'm like, holy shit, like, what do I look like? And I look at the camera and what am I wearing? I'm wearing a bathrobe. And I'm like, okay, because that kind of made sense. Like, you have a bathrobe because you need quick access to things. But I'm in my office because that's where my camera is and my computer. And then all of a sudden I realize, like, they can see the pillows in the background and they can see like thank goodness I cleaned up my office the other day, because normally the couch behind me would be cluttered in piles of papers and things. And at least it looks respectable. And the lighting. Wow, I'm really excited that I spent that $19 on that O-ring light so that I could look like, at least light-wise, like I'm an influencer. Excellent. This is good. I have a professional microphone. I lean up to it and I'm like, hi everyone, how's it going tonight? And that's when I realize I've been muted the whole time. I've been talking for a few minutes, saying hi to the people that I really enjoy seeing, faces I haven't seen in a while, because I moved up to Portland. And I was like, oh, that's what your bedroom looks like. That's amazing. Still muted. I find the unmute. There's a chat function, somebody says. I open up the chat. Things are scrolling by so fast, so fast. Somebody private messages me. But where are they? I don't see them. And then I realize there's other screens of other videos of other people in other places. How many screens? Six. Six times 20? I can't even do the math right now. Holy crap. How many people are at this orgy? Somebody unmutes. Hi, Reed. You're looking pretty sexy in that bathrobe. And I'm like, I can't find you. What screen are you on? People private message you. And then you're like private messaging them back. Well, that's nice of Zoom. It's automatic. When somebody private messages you, you just type back and it goes right to them. That's excellent. Awesome. So nice. How are you? Oh, it's been so long. Where are you? What screen are you on? Like, let me find you. And then you lock eyes. You stare not at your laptop, but you stare at the camera because you want to make sure they know you're looking right at them. And they're like, oh, it's been so long. When was the last time we saw each other? And I'm like, I think it's been years. And they're like, oh, really? 2 years? And I'm like, I didn't say 2 years. Oh, shit, I'm muted again. And I'm like, wait a minute. They're not talking to me. Holy shit, how does this work? I'm scrolling through the screens, and then all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, that's really hot. There's somebody fucking. Like, oh, yeah, the action is going on. This is good. This is hot. And then I realized, like, this now, because I'm a deke, I'm like, ooh, wait, I can have two screens open at the same time. I can have one with all the people and all the little, like, Brady Bunch boxes, and I can have one, like, dedicated screen that I get to lock on the scene that I want to watch. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is exciting. And I'm like, oh, who do I want to put a show on for? I'm getting a little titillated. And when Reed gets titillated, that means it's time to suck dick. So I grab my dildo and I wave it in front of the camera. Somebody private messages me and says, what you gonna do with that dildo, Reed? And then me, because I'm a learner, I unmute myself and I say, what would you like me to do with it? And they say, I think you should lick it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally gonna lick it. And I'm like, what are you wearing? And they're like, I'm wearing a white satin gown. And then I start clicking through the screens to figure out who the fuck that is, because I don't recognize their voice. And then I find them and I'm like, oh, you look good. And they're like, yeah, yeah, let's go to chat. And I'm like, yes, yes. You know, so I mute myself and you can hear other people as they're fucking and they're moaning and like things are going on. And I've got my dedicated screen on my dedicated person. She's got her fingers. She's like licking and putting her fingers in her mouth, and I take my dildo and I'm licking it and I'm putting it in my mouth in the same timing that she's doing it with hers. And I can see her back straighten a little bit and her eyes get a little excited. And I'm sitting to myself going like, I think I'm good at this virtual stuff. I think I can do this now. And now I'm really getting into it. I'm getting excited. And then like somebody chats me and they're like, hey Reed, like, I'm really excited about what you're doing with that dildo. And then all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, everyone can see me. I'm like, this is hot. This is like a real orgy where I'm like doing things with people and people can see me. And now I'm getting worked up and I can feel it in my loins. And I'm still muted. And every once in a while, because I Googled really quickly while all this is happening, like how to use the space bar to unmute myself when I'm muted on Zoom. So every once in a while I hit the space bar and I'm like, oh my goodness. And I put the dick a little further, the dildo a little further in my mouth, and I kind of choke a little bit and I mute just at the perfect time where all of a sudden it's like, and then somebody goes, yeah. And then I'm like private chatting and I'm like, hey, like, where are your hands? But then I realized somebody had private chatted me a minute ago, and then I texted them back, not the person I was trying to text back. And I'm like, this is a little complicated. And when things get complicated, it's time to stick a dildo up your ass. So I slowly take my dildo and I like wave it and I make it seductively disappear in camera. And then I'm like, unmute. Hey everyone, what would you like me to do with this dildo? And several people very generously said, stick it in your ass. Fuck yourself with it, Reed. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. I get some lube. I get a condom. I take the condom. I seductively bite the foil off. I pull out the condom with my mouth. I flip it around with my tongue because I'm a professional. And then I take the dildo and I deep throat it onto the cock. People are like losing their minds in chat. And I'm just like, oh, this is going really well. I've still got my dedicated screen. My dedicated person is like, uh-huh, you do that. I'm like, yep, uh-huh. I'm like, unmute, hit the space bar. And then I seductively disappear my dildo. And then it is fairly obvious to the people who are watching on the screen with the facial expressions that I'm making that I am shoving something very large into a very small hole. But I am loving it. As I'm also flipping through the screens to see all these other people, all these amazing people fucking. Some people just lying there, just looking, just bliss all over their faces. Other people, their hands are doing things. You can tell because their shoulders are moving around and they're moaning. Some of them you can hear. Some of them are unmuted. There's this cacophony, this symphony of orchestration going on with people moaning, people unmuting and moaning, people like unmuting and being like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit the mute button. And then like, it's all this stuff's happening all at once. I'm like fucking my ass and I'm making contact with people. I can't tell if they're really looking at me, but at this point, I don't care. And now, as things are getting heated and excited, I gotta jack off. So I put some lube in my hand and I start fucking my ass and now I'm working my cock. And at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'd really like to show everybody this, but I think if I like step too far away from my desk because I'm not wearing my glasses right now, I won't be able to see what everyone's doing. So I'm gonna stay right here and I'm just gonna tease everybody. Just tease. They have to figure out what I'm doing with my hands. And then my dedicated person starts chatting me up and being like, what are you doing with your hands? and I want to respond, but I can't type right now because I've got lube all over my typing hand, and I've got a dildo in my ass with my other hand, and now I'm like, well, shit. And they're like, come on, why are you keeping me waiting? Tell me what you're doing. And I'm like, shit. I don't know what to do. Here's the thing. We all practice Kegel muscle exercises. They are more important than you think. The ability to respond to chat with your non-dominant typing hand, so that you're typing with one finger, basically, while the other lubed up hand is holding on to your cock, while you have to type and your Kegel muscles are holding on for dear life so that a dildo doesn't shoot out across your office from your ass. These are the problems, the high quality problems that you should be having during a pandemic. How this story ends. How this story ends is that I got off a half a sentence. A half a sentence. Everything was so exciting and so hot. And for me, I am so silly in my head. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. That I came. I came not from erotic excitement. I came from just awkward, delicious joy of creating something so complicated. I believe a kinky person would call this dilemma play. I'm not that kinky. And yet I have tasted the delicious, exotic, erotic joy of dilemma. Of trying to type to somebody that you hope will you know, is going to the right person. While trying to pull that off before you shoot a dildo out of your ass onto your office floor while jerking yourself off. Realizing as you start to come, you did not think this far ahead. And that the walking treadmill dust that you are standing on now has a liberal amount of ejaculate spewed across it. I don't know why this brings me joy. But when I went downstairs later after I cleaned up, after I said goodbye to my new friends, my new virtual friends, I went downstairs and my partner Allison Moon was sitting on the couch and she's like, what were you doing upstairs? That sounded very interesting. And I basically told her the same story I told you. Thank you for listening.
Oh my God.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So good, so good, so fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket.
Right now.
Laying your body on the shag carpet. Oh. You know I love you, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful.
that was Janelle Monáe with Make Me Feel.
Would you like to attend a virtual play party? Well, Reed Mihalko now has his own monthly play parties. Curious about how a virtual play party works? Looking to see if attending your very own, very real virtual play party is the right fit for you and your loved one? Reed Mihalko and the amazing Krista Reed have been hosting monthly virtual play parties during the pandemic, and they think you should come. There's even an orientation to make sure it's a good fit for you. In that orientation, you will learn how to feel more confident engaging during a virtual play party. I like to call them orgies. How to functionally use the tech and get your groove on in front of a webcam. A feel for the cultural design of this space and their consent culture system. And there's lots of tidbits on being a good giving and game virtual play party goer. Sign up now for the free orientation. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you there. Against all odds, bawdy storytelling has survived the many perils of 2020. If you'd like to see that continue into 2021, go to patreon.com/bawdy and support us. That income from Patreon is what's keeping this podcast, our live streams, and our other forms of entertainment going. And we have new forms of entertainment popping up all the time. We're going to be doing a dating and connection event really soon. We're going to be doing dirty trivia. And if you support us on Patreon, you're going to get ad-free podcast episodes. You're going to get free live stream tickets. You're going to get the live stream replay, which only lives on Patreon. Free tickets to the events that I just mentioned that are coming up, and so much more. Your support can save us. So go to patreon.com/bawdy. And thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's our time for this week. But before we go, let's say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Thank you to our archivist, Joe Moore. Thank you to our pre-show video creator, Donal Mooney. And thank you to you. Did you know that right before this episode went up, we hit 3 million downloads? Who'd have thought? I'm still kind of in awe. The best thing you can do to help us continue to grow and exist into 2021 is to tell your friends about this podcast. Review us wherever you review your podcast and help us grow. I never thought I'd be here, but it only inspires me to do more and to do it better. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 152 of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. I'll see you next week.